Welcome to Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Peo Daft Zayin in the Oiz Vader edition, and towards the end of Perek Rishon. We're starting to dwell on the base in the bottom. The Gemara says, Tani, lo yinichlok Rebbe Abuda Anosi. Rebbe Abuda Anosi did not argue on the following. And we have here a little bit of a problem this gives us, because Rebbe and Abuda Anosi are the same person. So if there's a different source, I have to say over here. But the Gemara says, "Alokeach peres v'chuborim v'negoy shem chayovim b'maisrus." Someone takes fruits that are connected to the ground in the goy. He is obligated to give maisrus. But the yisrael shenichas tachto, and the yisrael that goes in there needs to go and give maisrus. Continues the Gemara after Zayin with Aleph and Tav. "Alokeach peres plushim v'negoy shem turus v'maisrus." Someone takes detached fruits from the goy as part of v'maisrus. Meaning, if a person purchases a field from a goy, and the fruit is still connected, so he's obligated to give turus v'maisrus. But if the fruits were detached and they were in the hand of the goy, and the goy gives it to Yisrael, now on the Yisrael's potter in a maisrus. Continue the word saying, "On manichlikus, what is the machlikus? Alokar perus plushim mechavei roi v'shnas maiseroni." Person buys fruits from his friend, and it's the year of maiseroni, and the buyer is a poor man. And this is how it connects to our sugya. Ridanozi says, it doesn't matter if the buyer is rich or he's poor, he needs to take out my son and give it to somebody else. A rich man doesn't deserve my son, he needs to give my son. On the end, but a poor man does not give. And this goes back to our sugya, because in our sugya we said that a Kohen Levi cannot buy grain and keep the truth of Maestros. They have to give the truth of Maestros to others. So similarly, we said by pain. So now the Gemara is asking, what about Maiserani? Do we say the same thing or not? We say it's a machloikis. Says the Gemara, on my time in the Rida Anosi. What's the reason Rida Anosi that the Oni needs to give Maiserani? Says the Gemara, Keshem she'ein odom zoiche beleket shicho peo shaloi. Kach lo yizkeo Maiserani shaloi. The same way, when a person owns a field, he must give Magdor Sanim of leket shicho peo, and he can't keep it for itself. So my son, he cannot keep for himself. My time in the Rebbe, whatever Rebbe, says more, Lekat Shecho Peo Einam Toivlim. Lekat Shecho Peo, until you didn't give it out, it doesn't make the fruits usher. So until the Oni did not buy this field, there's no Lekat Shecho Peo over here. And when he does that first, he already owns it, he has to give it to somebody else. And then you have a Pasuk, as Reb Chaim brings, the Pasuk says, Eloi Telakid La'ani V'lager Tazoy V'osom, and we don't should loy telaket loni, that Oni should not do likut himself. So because there was no leket shecho peo until he didn't give out the fruits, so therefore the Oni must give it. Says the Gemara, b'maisa Oni shu toivel v'kvar nitval shu b'shus ha'shari shoin. But maisa Oni is different. Maisa Oni makes the fruits tevel. What does it mean tevel? You're not allowed to eat the fruits until you don't be mafish maisa Oni. So when the first one had the fruits before he sold it to the Oni, when the seller had it, he already had an obligation of Maisoni. It's as if the Maisoni is already there. Matonas shelo urumu kimishumu. The matonas that were not separated yet, because they're about to be separated, they're already almost there. So Maisoni is as if it was separated. So when the Oni bought the fruits, he already had Maisoni separated aside. So he takes the Maisoni for himself. It's not considered to be any more his fruits that he needs to get Maisoni, but it's fruits of the seller that my son belongs to him. Says the Gemara, my time with the Rida Nosi. Why does the Rida Nosi argue? It's a good svar. Says the woman, Shub Kadas. This is where it goes back to our sugya. That our sugya said that Kohen Levi cannot buy the grain because they're going to go and get a better deal than anybody else. Here also, if the Oni will, is Zoychet to my son, so he's going to want to get the better deal. My time with the Rebbe. What is the Rebbe going to answer to that? A rich man has money. And therefore there's a chashash, he's going to go and have an advantage to get all the grain because he doesn't have to give turus v'maisrus. That's what he said, by a kohen, by a levi, he must get turus v'maisrus. But an oni, he doesn't have money. So there's no chashash, he's going to go ahead and play the market. That's what Gemara says, Oshi yesh b'yodo likach, oni ain't b'yodo likach. So the Gemara, Shabida Nosi, what would Abida Nosi say to that? Matsui ulilvois. He can borrow money. For Rebbe Oimer, ain't matsui ulilvois. It's very hard for him to borrow money. If he's poor,
So that's the Shoresh HaMachlekes over here. And Oni, who's buying fruits, is he obligated to give Maaseh Oni or not? Me, Kerdin, Maaseh Oni is already mufrash, and he can take it to himself. But because we're choishesh, that maybe he's going to go and play the market, and he's going to use this advantage to get better deals. So therefore, we said he should give Maaseh Oni according to one sheet, according to another sheet. We're not choish to that because he's poor and he's not going to be able to do these tricks. And with this, we conclude Perek Rishon on the Seches Peil. Starting back, Shane. The Elum of seeking the Peil. The following items stop a Peil Sodeh. Meaning, a person needs to get Peil from his field, but he cannot get Peil from one field to another field. It all has to be from one field. And here the Mishnah is discussing what separates the field. What makes over here a break in the field? Says the Mishnah, Hanachal, the river, Vashlulit, which is the water bank, Windav Tzayin with base, V'derech HaYochit, V'derech HaRabim. Derech HaYochit means a way, which is 4 Amos. Derech HaRabim means a wider way, which is 16 Amos. Shvil HaYochit, a small pathway. Shvil HaRabim, HaKavu HaMois HaCham HaMois HaKshomim, a pathway that the Rabim use, but it's being used in the winter and the summer. Habur, meaning a field that was not plowed. Vehanir, a field that was plowed but wasn't planted. Vezerach, or a different type of grain. So if he has wheat, then he has different grain, and then comes wheat again, that other grain stops in the middle. Hakoitzer l'shachas, what about a person who is harvesting, but not when the food is fully ripe, but he's koitzer, or it's still shachat, where he can give it to animals. Mavsik divrei Amir. Remember, all that is a hefsik. It's not a hefsik unless he's plowing, and then he goes back to the idea which is a near. Says the Gemara, what's the source that hefsik is a problem? It needs to be your field, one field. Don't go from one field to another field. And the Rash Tzirulah has a little different gear, so sotcho lichayev akol sode v'sode. Every sode has its own obligation, and that's why you can't combine sodos if there's a break in between. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Peyo Daf Tzayin.